The final topic in unit, sorry, topic three, is topic 3.15. Explain how some phenotypes are affected by alleles at many loci, polygenic inheritance, as well as the environment, e.g. height, and how this can give rise to phenotypes that show continuous variation. You need to know the difference between continuous and discontinuous variation. If you're looking at something that is continuous variation, there are no distinct categories. So something like human height is a fantastic example of continuous variation. There are no categories, tends to be quantitative, and of course you can measure height quantitatively. Continuous variation often is distributed normally, that is to say, the majority of the individuals cluster around the mean, and then there are smaller numbers of outliers. You could calculate the standard deviation of this curve, this normal curve, and a large standard deviation means you have a lot of variation about the normal or the mean. A small standard deviation means there is not a lot of variation. 68.2% of all the variation in a normal distribution should be accounted for within one standard deviation. So that gives you an idea of what you're talking about. Continuous variables tend to be polygenic, so that is, they're controlled by a lot of different genes. Think about everything that might affect how tall you are, how much protein you lay down in your muscles, how quickly your bones grow, how efficiently you process food. All of that can have a genetic link. And of course, something like height can be strongly influenced by the environment. You could have all the necessary genes to make you 6'4", but if you do not receive the proper nutrition or care, then you will not grow to your optimum. On the other hand, discontinuous variation tends to be distinct or discrete categories. These sorts of variables tend to be qualitative. It's an either or. So you can either roll your tongue or you can't roll your tongue. You can either bend your thumb back or you can't bend your thumb back. Your earlobes are either attached to your head or they're dangling. There's no in between. These sorts of variables are controlled by just a few genes. They're sometimes even monogenic. Another great example being blood type. This is unaffected by the environment. It's an either or situation. You've either got this or you don't. If you are displaying discontinuous variation or discrete variation in a graph, then rather than using a line graph, hopefully showing a normal distribution, you would use a bar graph or histogram. Okay, this is one of those how science works things that I really, really wish my students would get the hang of. If you've got a continuous variable as your independent variable, whether it's human height, whether it's concentration of caffeine, anything like that, you draw a line graph. If you've got a discrete variable, like type of orange juice used, then it's going to be a discontinuous variable and you should do a bar chart. Please do not draw dot to dot between different types of juices, because this is going to make a silly graph. Okay. That's pretty much it for topic three then. You've got your continuous and discontinuous variables that can be affected in different ways by genotype and the environment. The overarching theme to this is definitely genetics and their genes and their interaction with the environment.